Another round of warm weather this week is prompting Northwest fire managers to warn that this summer's challenging fire season isn't over yet. It comes as federal and state officials debate how to pay for the increasing costs of battling the blazes. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
How bad has it been in Oregon and Washington? Doug Graff of the Oregon Department of Forestry says on a single day in late August, there were more than 1,500 miles of uncontained fire lines in the two states. Graff calls that level of activity genuinely scary for a veteran fire manager like himself. He told the state forestry board that the cost of reining in those fires is also cause for concern.
If you look at the last 3 years, as a state, we're challenged financially. We haven't seen these types of costs for fire seasons.
States across the West are facing the same dilemma. The cost of fighting fires has caused some agencies to cut back in other activities, such as forest thinning projects. Just this week, U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell decried that trend while visiting a wildfire in northeast Washington. She urged that forest fires be treated like natural disasters when it comes to funding. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.